Hello, Mixed Nut Kisses. This is Nuke Jess, and this is day three of the dog days of podcasting. And today you are getting a Derek Coward style episode. Yeah, I'm recording this in my car while I'm driving. So hopefully when I shift, there won't be too much microphone rubbing noises. So normally this is not my day to go to the chiropractor, but I think I tweaked something during Aikido or maybe before then, and then moving furniture didn't really help so much. So we're just going to get the doc to put my spine back in place and everything should be good. I'm really enjoying listening to everybody on the feed in the dog days of podcasting. It's so much fun. Melissa and I, the bathtub mermaid, and patron of this show, we were talking earlier this week and saying how it's like a class reunion, except for a class that we all enjoy. And then I think it was it Chuck who said the same thing? And yeah, I think so. I commented on the Facebook page right after I heard it because so he was thinking the same thing. You're hearing all of these old friends and some of these people I only hear from during the dog days. I would say about half of the people that do dog days have regular podcasts that they do throughout the year, and the other half only seem to do things during dog days, which is fun. But often they'll say, "Oh, I'm gonna keep this up throughout the year," and then I want to hear more. And it doesn't quite happen. So, you know, I mean, I can't have a microphone into people's lives the whole time, right? I really enjoy when I hear the different bits about people's lives. I don't know, it's fun. But I also enjoy all the different spins and the different themes. It's a nice mix. And I think that no matter what your interest in podcasting is, you definitely get a feeling for lots of different types of podcasts when you listen to the whole feed. So this is me saying yet again, listen to the whole feed. It's a lot of fun. And Chiaki, if you're listening to this, we want you on the Dog Days feed. But if not, you know, I'm subscribed to you normally, so you haven't put anything out, so that's okay. That's okay. You know, do your own schedule, do your own thing. But we miss you, Chiaki. We really do. Everyone misses you. We're all talking about it on the Facebook group. So tonight, I'm going to be recording again. Last night's recording was awesome for IdjitCast, and we actually did it in under an hour, which is amazing. And Tech was like, "Are you kidding me? You guys, you never record for less than an hour." I'm like, "Yeah, this is how it's supposed to go." So they've definitely gotten a nice, smooth routine down. And I don't know, man, that's the goal, right? Get a recording for a show in under an hour. That's not going to happen tonight. Tonight I'm recording for Beyond the Wall, which is my Game of Thrones podcast that I do with some people from specficmedia.com. That is Chooch Schubert, Vivid Muse, and Christiana Ellis. And we're going to be talking about this week's episode, which there is a lot to discuss in this week's episode. So I don't think we're going to be able to keep that to an hour. But if you hear this before, I think it's 9 p.m. Eastern time, you can actually watch us live on YouTube. So just go to YouTube, look for specficmedia.com, or you can go to the specficmedia.com page on Facebook, or you can check, there's links all over the place. You know, just send me a message. I'll help you out. But it's going to be fun. This will be an interesting one to record. But tonight, we're going to be talking about a different show. Or tonight, right now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about iZombie. iZombie, which I thought I must have talked about last year, but I guess I discovered this show after Dog Days. I knew about iZombie, but it wasn't available for streaming, and I wasn't going to go out of my way to find it. I like Rob Thomas, the writer-director guy, not the musician, because of Veronica Mars. I really dug Veronica Mars. I like the idea of iZombie. And then two of my good friends, Robin and Steph, they've been doing a podcast about iZombie. And finally, it came to Netflix, and I got to watch it. And I like it. It's a different play on the zombie mythos. You've got a zombie, you've got zombies, but they're in everyday life and people don't know that they exist. And the idea is, oh yeah, yeah, they're just like normal people, but if they don't eat brains often enough, they start to get kind of dumb and they can actually slip into what they call the Romero style zombie. And so by eating brains, they keep themselves mostly human, you know, or human-like. And you follow around Liv. She's a medical examiner, so she gets her brains from the corpses that come into the morgue. And because when they eat the brains, they get memories and some personality traits of the brain that they've eaten, she's actually able to help solve crimes for murder victims. And it's really neat because you've got a little bit of that Dollhouse influence where there's a different personality each time, except it's not complete, so it's always Liv. And there's a lot of really great characters. I love Ravi Shankar Bharti, which is the character of her boss, the head medical examiner. And he is so refreshing. I mean, he just walks in one day and he's like, so the hot sauce, that a zombie thing? And just, you know, he suspected she was a zombie. He doesn't dance around it. He just pulls it right out. So you've got him and you've got Liv having this really wonderful platonic relationship. I mean, in this show, it's not a, hey, you're a guy and I'm a girl, so we must have feelings for each other kind of nonsense, which I can't stand in shows. It's just, just stay away from that. I like platonic, intense relationships. And they have these in iZombie. And even Clive, the cop, who has been trying to, you know, in a lot of it, he tries to keep his personal life very personal and he tries not to share too much, but he can't help it and ends up getting an intense relationship with all of the people in the show. I love it. There's so many in-jokes. There's lots of Veronica Mars jokes. There's lots of Buffy jokes. So if you like either of those shows, this is totally for you. It doesn't really follow the comics, but it is definitely inspired by the comics. And from what I've heard, the comic creator likes where they've gone. So that's cool. I dig it. And in this third season, they did the model where they release it on the CW at the same time as they release it on Netflix. So now I can be current. So I've watched all the first three seasons. I'm way into it. I can't wait to see what happens next season. There's a big game changer that happens at the end of season three. I'm super excited. But in the meantime, I've got the iZombie podcast with Robin and Steph to listen to. So I'm listening to that now. And it's wild how many of the things that they talk about actually come up in the show. So, because they didn't know that, you know, what was going to happen, but some of their predictions in season one end up coming up later. And it's pretty wild. I really enjoy, well, I like their podcasts on other subjects. So of course I like this podcast. So I highly recommend that if you are into iZombie. So what are we going to pair this with? Well, it's got to be something really spicy, right? With like sriracha. So I'm going to give you some pad thai. We're going to take our noodles. We're going to cook them really quickly. Then we're going to saute them with a little peanut satay sauce, throw in some veggies in there, some brains, chicken. Yeah, we're going to put chicken in place of brains, but you could put brains if you want. And then we're going to squirt some sriracha all over that, because what makes brains better but the sriracha? Oh, and if you haven't watched iZombie, they have like almost no sense of taste, so they put hot sauce on anything, everything, because the only way they can taste anything is a little bit of hot sauce. So that's why we're putting some sriracha on our pad thai. So iZombie, pad thai. And this has been Nutty Nukchows for Dinner and a Movie.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.